Hi everyone, this is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and A Broken Hearts GPS. Welcome to today's podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. We just wanted to take a few moments today to just speak on salvation, accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And if you have never accepted Jesus as Savior, I'd like to invite you to do that on today. It would be the best decision you have ever made in your life. Accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we know, guarantees us that we will spend eternity in heaven with our Heavenly Father. And there's also blessings that we receive here on the earth when we come into a relationship with our Heavenly Father. We were made for relationship with God. And so if we're walking through life without a personal relationship with our Savior, then there is a void on the inside. We will spend years wandering aimlessly, looking and searching for that thing that's missing. And that thing that's missing is a relationship with our Savior. Jesus said, "I came that you would have life and that you would have it more abundantly, that you would have life to the full, that you would have life that is prosperous, that is full of joy and peace and satisfaction." Jesus didn't come that we walk through life longing, that we walk through life searching. He came to give us what we have been looking for, and that's life in Him. And that's John 10, verse 10. Jesus also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And that is John 14, verse 6. If we want access to the Heavenly Father, we must come through Jesus. There's no other way to get to God except through Jesus, except through Christ our Savior. And so if you are, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I would like to invite you to do that. We can I hear people say, "Well, I'm a good person. I try really hard. You know, I help. You know, I volunteer. I donate to this charity." You know, the works will never get you into heaven. Works will never promote a relationship with the Father. Okay, salvation is a gift, right? The word says it's by grace you are saved through faith. It's not of works, right? It's a gift from God, lest any man should boast. And so if you would like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's very simple. It's just a short prayer. And even in that short prayer, it is your guarantee that Jesus has reconciled you back to relationship with the Father. The Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of you, and He's our guide. He's our helper. He's the one who helps us to navigate through life. And your Heavenly Father has become your true and living God. And so you just repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I ask that you forgive me of all of my sins. I ask that you would come into my heart now, in Jesus' name. And if you prayed that prayer, guess what? You are a born-again Christian. You are a believer. You are what the Bible says a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are it written. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you prayed that prayer, there's a celebration going on in heaven right now. It says when one sinner comes to repentance, the angels in heaven rejoice. So there is a celestial party going on right about now if you prayed that prayer. I am so excited for you. Welcome to the family of Christ. What a wonderful decision you have made today. If you would like resources to help you in your Christian walk, if you would like, if you'd like to receive a Bible, just send me an email, Lauri, L-A-U-R-I, at abrokenheartsgps.org. You can reach us toll free, 1-866-460-8976. We'd love to hear from you, and we would love to hear if you have said this sinner's prayer. Please let us know. We are so excited for you and so happy for you. So God bless you, and we will see you again soon.